before being lifted from the mountain by a rescue helicopter. Vaughn, age 41, was attempting a stunning comeback in these Olympics, but in the final pre-games race late last month, she tore her ACL. Still, she had successfully completed two training runs in the days leading up to this race. Brian Mann, NPR News, Milan.
Vaughn's teammate, Breezy Johnson, went on to take the gold in the women's downhill. She became the second American woman in 16 years to win the Olympic gold medal in downhill skiing, after Lindsey Vonn's Vancouver win in 2010. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Five men have been arrested in a sex trafficking sting conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. The KBI reports that the two-day operation targeted individuals who used digital platforms to solicit minors for sex. Those arrested include a man from Pittsburgh, Kansas, three men from Missouri, and one from Mississippi. Charges against the men include aggravated human trafficking, commercial sexual exploitation of a child, and attempted indecent liberties. The men are being held in the Cherokee County Jail. The investigation is continuing. A number of law enforcement agencies assisted in the investigation, including the sheriff's offices of Bourbon, Butler, Crawford, and Greenwood counties, as well as Ray County, Missouri. In men's college basketball, KU defeated Utah in businesslike fashion, 71-59. KU coach Bill Self says the win wasn't pretty.
We got through it, and I'm happy about that, but we didn't play very well.
Self did single out Flory Bidunga, who scored 17 points, pulled down 10 rebounds, and had 7 block shots. All KU's attention is now pointed toward top-ranked Arizona, who bring their undefeated record to Allen Fieldhouse tomorrow night. The K-State men lost to TCU 84-82. The KU women beat Cincinnati 80-71. The K-State women beat BYU 77-52. Johnson County Community College has the unique distinction of having both its men and women's basketball teams enjoying unbeaten seasons so far. Both teams have records of 24-0. The Laird wins were over Highland Community College yesterday. The men's score was 81-67. The women cruised 108-39. Meanwhile, Washburn University's 22-game winning streak has come to an end. They lost to Central Missouri yesterday, 74-72. Our forecast calls for sunny skies today, warmer temperatures, highs in the lower 60s. Light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, sunny and unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. I'm sitting here trying to figure out what period of life is not busy, confusing, and transformative. Midlife or not. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 9:35 this morning on KPR.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
This morning on Prairie Journal, as part of America 250, we learn about In Pursuit. It's a new project looking back at U.S. presidents and their first ladies, led by former National Archivist Dr. Colleen Shogan.
The idea for In Pursuit is to try to provide Americans with easily accessible American history in 2026 that everybody can learn from and be relevant in their lives.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1. 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. Our forecast is still calling for sunny skies, although we've got some clouds in the area. Warm temperatures today with highs getting up to the lower 60s. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s, and then sunny and unseasonably warm for tomorrow with highs getting up to the lower 70s. Temperatures returning to the 50s on Tuesday. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 37 in Manhattan, 39 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Emily Kwong, that's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the Music of Love, featuring a lineup of music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More at kcchamberorchestra.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Schwartz. Then stay with us at 10 o'clock this morning. It's This Old House Radio Hour on KPR1. Today on This Old House Radio Hour, how to get rid of stubborn smoke odors in your home. That's at 10 o'clock on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2 this morning, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, the kindness of strangers. That's just 19 minutes away on KPR2. Every day you hear the difference on KPR. In-depth news, thoughtful civil conversation. It's all possible because of people like you. Now that more than ever before is the time to invest in KPR and programs that matter. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This Old House Radio Hour.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
We've got sunny skies in our forecast for today. It looks like it's starting to clear up a bit. Highs today getting up to the lower 60s. Winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows overnight in the mid-30s. And then for tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs getting all the way up to the lower 70s. It's 46 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. If your home reeks of smoke, there's a right way and a wrong way to fix it. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. What actually removes smoke safely and when it's time to call in a professional?
It really comes down to what type of smoke that you're dealing with. If it is cigarette smoke or cannabis, you're going to see staining.
Move over Marty Supreme. Before he was a comedian, Lewis Black was a basement ping pong champion.
I was good. My brother was a little better, but I could put some spin on it. There were no ping pong role models. I just wanted to beat my brother.
Cheap Old Houses are back with two classic charmers under 30 grand. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. That's 877-864-7460. Coming up right after this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he's taking a sudden trip to Washington, D.C.
That's 877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
At the South Pole, scientists have buried two seismographs from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies for the rest of the day. Warm temperatures with highs getting up to the lower 60s. Sunny and unseasonably warm for tomorrow with highs getting all the way up to the lower 70s. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Topeka. This is KPR. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour. Then stay with us for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, as part of America 250, we learn about In Pursuit. It's a new project looking back at U.S. presidents and first ladies, led by the former national archivist, Dr. Colleen Shogan.
The idea for In Pursuit is to try to provide Americans with easily accessible American history in 2026 that everybody can learn from and be relevant in their lives.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10:40.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. And then stay with us for 105 Live coming up at noon today. Sunny and warm today with highs getting up to the lower 60s. It's 49 in Atchison, 56 in Emporia, 51 in Lawrence. As we mark the 250th anniversary, a national initiative reflecting on the role of America's presidents and first ladies, you can sign up for In Pursuit at inpursuit.org. Dr. Shogan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be in Kansas.
I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. Hope you'll join us later this month when we're celebrating 30 years of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's the 30th anniversary weekend, February 27th and 28th, a weekend packed with parties and live music, including Jet Setter Jazz by Nutty and Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. You can find a complete schedule for our Retro Cocktail Hour 30th anniversary weekend and get your tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and warm today, highs in the lower 60s. It's 51 in Lawrence. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre.
Eliminating chemicals from his farming routine. And I gotta say, he is not taking the approach I expected. Until then, thanks for listening.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU Natural History Museum presents Darwin Day, Valentine's edition, Saturday, February 14th, 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell. Just in case you missed the news, Nick was awarded a Governor's Award for the Arts for his work promoting music and the arts community. So congratulations, Nick. You can find out more about Nick's award as well as a Governor's Award that came to our own Daryl Brogdon for his years of service on our website and in our social media. Check it out on kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of Daryl Brogdon, we hope you'll celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when we're celebrating the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend. Join us February 27th and 28th for a weekend packed with parties and live music. You can find a complete schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 12:01. This is KPR.